From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Resurging COVID-19 cases across the country could impact dairy markets this winter with little potential relief until March if a vaccine is approved and becomes widely used. According to DairyHerd.com, rising deaths would likely re-trigger restrictions, including restaurant seating capacity and indoor dining. It's also unlikely Congress and President Trump will agree on a new COVID aid package before the November 3rd elections, after which it will take at least 3 weeks for Congress to come back and pass one. Agile Cold Storage will invest over $60 million in the construction of two new facilities in North Georgia to support the state's poultry industry. Agile's new semi-automated 150,000-square-foot freezer buildings will be located in Bartow and Hall counties and create about 170 jobs between Cartersville and Gainesville. Additional information will be posted at the Agile Cold Storage website before the facility's opening dates next summer. Friday was World Food Day when EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler and Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue welcomed Amazon as the newest member of the U.S. Food Loss and Waste 2030 Champions. Champions are U.S. businesses and organizations pledged to reduce food loss and waste in their own operations by 50% by 2030. The commitment of these champions will help the U.S. move closer to the national goal, protect and save valuable resources, and improve food system efficiencies while reducing waste. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.